This is the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast on the 22nd of October, 2024, National FFA Convention Week. I'm Andy Eubank, and coming up on the news, Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller report stories on hitting the ground running for One Hoosier at the National FFA Convention, and also details about ISDA's agreement with the Ports of Indiana. The HAT podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them at ffbt.com. Also, HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here calling for pleasant conditions for 2 days, then moisture possibilities, and corn, beans, and wheat all higher yesterday. We'll have settlements and market analysis with Arlen Suderman on the HAT Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Get profit-boosting knowledge from no-till experts, innovators, legends, and your fellow farmers at the 33rd Annual National No-Tillage Conference in Louisville, January 7th through 10th. The National No-Tillage Conference provides the practical tips and information farmers need to run a more successful and profitable no-till operation. This conference offers a mix of thought-provoking general sessions, collaborative no-till roundtables, and expert-led no-till classrooms with the likes of corn yield record holder Russell Hedrick, world-renowned soil biologist Jill Clapperton, 2024 Conservation Ag Operator Fellow and no-till legend Ray McCormick, and many more. Plus, pesticide recertification and certified crop advisor credits will be available to qualifying attendees. Register using promo code RADIO and save 10%. Learn more and register at notillconference.com. That's notillconference.com.
The National FFA Convention kicks off today in downtown Indianapolis, and what's being done at Indiana's three ports to expand ag trade. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo kicks off today in downtown Indianapolis. Eric Pfeiffer is there at the convention, and he caught up with an Indiana FFA member who is already hard at work.
Thanks, CJ. I checked in with Indiana FFA President Ethan Wolheater on Tuesday in Indy as Blue Jackets already started to invade the Indiana Convention Center. Indianapolis will host the National FFA Convention through at least 2033, something Wolheater says is great for Indiana FFA.
It's huge that it's in Indiana, and it's just a wonderful that we have such a good host city here. And it being in Indiana provides an opportunity for those that maybe would not travel far to a state across the country. It being in our back door provides opportunities for so many, especially younger members, to experience National Convention, as that is one thing that is huge in getting involvement. And when they see that at the national level, they know they're a part of something huge.
Ahead of the convention kicking off, Wolheater was already digging in on issues important to FFA members.
I am a delegate representing Indiana. And we start off with our working on our committees. There's six different committees that are made up of delegates from across the country working together to put recommendations for National FFA. And my specific committee works with helping create opportunities for younger members, specifically fifth through eighth graders, and making sure we have their representation at the national level.
And what might that representation look like?
Whether that maybe be conferences or contests, some sort of idea that they can have representation and equity when it comes to FFA, and they can get those opportunities in agriculture and leadership sooner.
We'll have coverage throughout the week from the National FFA Convention, brought to you by Keystone Cooperative. Keystone believes in the power of National Blue and Corn Gold and salutes our local FFA members during the National FFA Convention and beyond. From the Indiana Convention Center in downtown Indy, I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Expanding ag trade and creating more container shipping opportunities is why the Indiana State Department of Agriculture is partnering up with the ports of Indiana.
We have three ports in Indiana. That's sometimes surprising considering our geography. But the one thing we don't have is a container loading system, and that's really what this is about.
And that's Don Lamb, director of ISDA. He says the critical parts of this new agreement between both ISDA and Ports of Indiana is that they're both looking to develop new container loading and shipping facilities.
The key to us sending out products is our ability to bring in products as well, because it doesn't work unless it's a two-way system. So when you say we're going to do that, we're going to bring in products from other countries in a containerized environment. Well, we have to have things like border control and security to do that, to make sure what we're bringing in is safe. So there's a lot more to it than just being able to send things out.
And once those new container shipping facilities are up and running, Lamb says it will be that much easier to make those ag trade agreements directly with international buyers, which in turn will increase the value of the ag products that are grown, raised, and produced right here in Indiana.
Indiana is the seventh largest ag export state in the country. And when you consider we're the 38th largest in size, I think that's a great testament to our farmers and what we do. And the other thing I've learned is that trade is a contact sport. You cannot make trade without making connections. So that's why we've done so much traveling, and that's why we're going to continue to do that. When you make those personal connections, that's really what allows trade to happen.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a dry couple of days here sitting in front of us yet before some moisture comes in to finish the week. I have more moisture in this forecast than I've had in a forecast for probably a couple of months. We have at least the two weather systems that are going to through the area. Today, sunny, warm, pleasant, overall a very, very nice day. Tomorrow, same story. A good deal of sunshine with clouds increasing late afternoon. Now, as we move through the overnight tomorrow night through Friday, we're seeing a little bit of moisture trying to head towards us here. So I'm going to be watching for precipitation probably from after midnight to Thursday night through Friday, midday to early afternoon, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch with coverage at about 75-80% of the state. It's done by late afternoon. We're clearing out pretty quickly, and it's a nice evening Friday night. Saturday, high pressure sits right on top of us. It's a cool Canadian high pressure dome, so pleasantly cool overall, but sunshine all the way through the weekend. Warming on the backside of that high for early next week, Monday and Tuesday. Strong southwest winds dry us out very quickly. Major frontal boundary coming through next Wednesday into early Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms. Yes, late October thunderstorms here, anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain. Coverage 100% of the Hoosier State. Behind that front, we dry down again with north flow coming in out of Canada. That's drying us relatively quickly, but also dropping temperatures for the balance of the week. Watching another minor disturbance in that cool air mass coming out of the Canadian prairies into the upper Midwest for Friday the 1st into Saturday the 2nd. I think we can see a little bit of cloud cover offshoot from that. I'm not ready to say we see big moisture potential right yet. I do think there's another stronger system that wants to head through getting into that first full week of November, though. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Corn and beans back on the plus side, this time joined by wheat futures. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. All the final numbers coming up. I'm Andy Eubank. We begin with market analysis, which I picked up at the end of the trading session from Arlen Suderman at Stone X. Arlen, the markets for the second day in a row start the session higher, and in this case on Tuesday, the markets have finished that way. So we see some strength, or at least some stronger movement, in corn, beans, and wheat.
First of all, with harvest the way it's going, are you a bit surprised at this movement?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit surprised at the timing of it. Certainly when we look at these markets, we're seeing broad-based strength in the commodities. And so across the grain and oil seeds, across the energies, across many of the different commodities that are out there. A lot of it seems to be tied to China and the stimulus package that it has put in place. We've seen a tremendous amount of short covering by the managed money that held big short positions in the grain and oilseed markets. Now that they've accomplished that, they started selling again, but now once again, they're starting to unwind those short positions again. Seems to be optimism based on macroeconomic decisions that perhaps China will increase demand. We'll see if that plays out. We are seeing increased export demand, and that is fueling that. End users have been looking for the bottom of this market, the harvest low, in order to do some of their buying. And it says that at these price levels, U.S. corn, soybeans, and even wheat are competitive into many of the markets in which we sell.
Are those items that you listed coming from China also helping support and pull higher the U.S. crude market? And in turn, are the grains taking a cue from crude?
Yeah, I think it's all feeding on each other, so to speak. The crude oil was certainly trading the China news today on that optimism. Ironically, the stock market was somewhat weak because the International Monetary Fund had downgraded its China growth objectives, but yet the commodity markets are optimistic about Chinese growth with the new stimulus package. So different opinions affecting different markets in different ways, but commodities generally focused on more optimism for China.
Harvest has been going great. Where do we sit right now as far as these yields coming in and the progress itself impacting corn and soybeans?
Yeah, when we look at it, we're really now in the final leg of the soybean harvest and the final fifth of the harvest and the final third of the corn harvest. One of the faster harvests that we do have on record with the dry weather. Now, that is a problem longer term. We'll have to watch the dryness and see if it lingers in the next growing season. But it still means that we have to find storage space for those last bushels, and that could be still a challenge for us overall. With corn, we seem to be moving it through the system. With soybeans, and right now we're moving it through the system, but we still have some longer term problems with soybeans. If Brazil does grow a big crop, and with the rains that are falling in Brazil right now, as I talk to our offices in Brazil, they're very optimistic about a big crop that will be up significantly from last year's crop that could present some problems down the road.
And speaking of agronomics, you mentioned the dryness. Is it impacting fertility at this point in time? And is that pretty widespread?
Well, I think the real concern is over what happens next year. When you look at dry falls, and this is if you look at September and October to date for the Corn Belt, even with the remnants of Helene that brought a lot of moisture to southeastern portions of the Corn Belt, this is the driest September and October to date on record going back over the last 45 years that I looked at. And if you follow that pattern forward, then a dry October tends to lead into a dry winter. There will be some systems that come through, but overall the drought tends to linger. Then we're also in a weak La Nina mode. And La Nina, if you look at the years that the last dozen years or so that had a weak La Nina winter, the overall on average, we tended to be warm and dry in the Midwest the following year. There were exceptions. So it's not a prediction of, it just means the risks are higher. 2009 is a great exception year when we set record corn and soybean yields, and that followed a weak La Nina winter. But it does say that we need to be concerned about next year, and we'll be following that closely to see how it plays out for the next growing season.
Arlen Suderman there, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX and StoneX.com. Now the settlements from Tuesday trade. Dease corn, 7 cents higher, going to 416 and a half. March, 429 and a quarter, up six. May, up six and a quarter, 436 and three quarters. Up a dime and three quarters on both the Novi and Jan bean contracts. Novi settles at 9.91 and three quarters. January, $10 and a half cent. And December wheat, 5.76, up three and three quarters. In the meats, strength as well. December live cattle, 188.12, up 130. December lean hogs up 85, 79.12. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.